Welcome to the Best Version of You podcast, a podcast about surviving struggles, setbacks, hurdles, and breaking out of your limitation, and above all, fulfilling purpose that you have been created to do. This podcast will be coming your way bi-weekly. We'll be discussing topics like discovering self, dealing with pain, and so many other interesting subjects. I encourage you to stay tuned, and I remain your lovely host, Loretta Omo. I will start by saying, you were made for so much more. In the Bible, we're made to understand that God created the heavens and the earth, and man. And after all this creation, He made the trees, He made the birds, He made the mountains, He made the hills. And then He thought about the fact that after all this has been made, who's going to oversee them? And He decided to make man in His own image. Which means that if you see yourself as a man, either a female or a male, it's an image of God. So you are like a replica of God. So that's why it's we're made in His image, which in other words means that we are unique being because our God is a unique man. He's awesome in His ways. So the only validation that we need was the fact that God said, and everything that He made, He saw that it was good, which means to say that you are good. Just the way He has created you to be, you are perfect that way. You don't need any other validation to tell yourself that, oh, second guess the fact that, oh, I'm skinny or I'm fat or I'm short or I'm tall. He has made you in the perfect way that He wants you to be created. And don't forget, our God never makes mistakes. So why would we sit down and say, oh, I don't like the way I am. I want to change this about myself. I want to change my look. I want to change my body. I want to change this. Or you begin to complain, or you begin to grumble, or you find reasons not to appreciate you. We should come to the realization that God has created us in a perfect image of Himself. And everything that He created was good. Indirectly, He has created you to be perfect. Just the way you are. Take a look at twins. You see twins, they were born at the same day, almost the same time, from the same mother, but they are different people. They are two unique, different personality. One has her own unique being, the other will have his own unique being. If they are both female, you will see that there's a difference between the two of them, even though that they were from the same parent, or they come from the same womb or were born the same time. That's to tell you that every particular being on earth has their uniqueness. It is time for you to accept who you are. Love your color, love yourself, love your person. Let's not be somebody else. Let's not try to emulate somebody else. Be you, do you. There's some basic things that you look at yourself and you tell yourself, I am blessed to be made like this. I am blessed to be created the way I am created. I have my uniqueness. You have your uniqueness as my listener. We could be writers at the same time. You might write something on the same topic that I will write, and you write it excellently more than I write. It does not mean that I don't know how to write. It's just the thing that differentiates you from another writer. It's your unique being. Accepting yourself, discovering yourself is the first step to fulfilling your destiny and your purpose in life. Know that you are different from the next person beside you. If we figure out that we are different, it helps the journey of realizing what we have been called to do. Then you don't have to second guess yourself or wait for validation from somebody else. Because at that time, you understand that your uniqueness is your unique identity. Your being is created differently and specially for a particular reason. Some of the things that you discover in the process of identifying yourself is identifying your personality. What's my person? What is it? What's my trait? What is the thing that attracts me the most? Do I like to be quiet? Am I the outspoken type? It's okay to be outspoken. It just depends on how you channel your openness, how you speak and what you talk about. Identify your personality and accept the person that you have been created to be. Accept that person. It's a gift from God. That's how God has made you. If there need to be some adjustment, you adjust in the necessary areas. But never, ever, ever look down on who you are. Don't do that. Secondly is observe your feeling. How do I feel? Do I feel happy all the time? Am I the kind of person that in things happen to me, I feel down? Identify that feeling. Observe how you feel when you're around people, when things happen to you. Observe such feeling. It helps you to identify your uniqueness. It helps you to understand your being. So that way, when people say things that are contrary, you'll be able to tell them, this is who I am. This is how God has created me. And then you work that uniqueness, that identity, that awesome self of yours. You work it to the part of fulfilling your purpose and pleasing God. Another is ask who you can relate with. Who are the people that I can flow with? Who are the people that I can communicate with? Who are those that understand me? By the time you understand that, just know that everybody will not like you. Everybody will not accept you. But there's going to be some particular person out there, some set of people that would understand you for you. Is it that they understand you because they feel like we share the same values or we share the same traits? And then they will be the people that will come with you. They will work with you. They will follow your purpose. They will follow your journey. They will support your dream. Another is also consider your values. What are the things? What are the things that drives you to do the things you do? What are the things that you cannot compromise for anything on this earth? Those are your values. You can't expect to be a giver and don't give. The Bible says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." It's a normal principle. It's a biblical principle. If you always give, you will get back in return. That's the value of someone who gives. His value is, regardless of whatever I find myself, I must give. So you see, these are the things that when you understand that you're a giver, you will end up finding people that are like you that want to give. They will always come around you because they feel like, oh, Loretta likes to give. I'm going to walk close to Loretta. Oh, Cynthia likes to give. She's the kind of person I have. If you work with people who don't give, then they begin to talk down at you and they say, oh, you're spending your money too much on irrelevant things. Why are you giving people so much money? Or why are you giving things? Why don't you do this for yourself? No, because you know that that is what you're called to do. I love to give. I just want to give and it doesn't hurt me to give. So that being said, it helps you to identify your person. It helps you to discover your identity and yourself. And it drives you to that particular place you are going to. Regardless of what the society says, regardless of what the people around you say, regardless of what happens along the journey, it keeps you focused. Because what? You already know who you are and you don't need no other validation other than what you already have. It is okay to be you and do you. That is where your uniqueness lies. And as I pray that as we understand our identity and discover ourselves in life, I pray we'll get clarity on how to move on our journey. If this message has blessed you, kindly subscribe to our channel and get more of inspirational and encouraging talks like this. Until I see you next time, I remain your lovely host, Loretta Alma. Stay blessed always. Thanks for joining us this week on the Burst Version of You podcast. Make sure to visit our website coming your way soon on www.lorettaalma.com. where you can subscribe to shows on iTunes or Spotify so you will never miss a show. You can also follow us on our social media platform on Instagram, Loretta Alma. If you love this show, please leave us a rating on iTunes or Spotify so that we can continue to bring you exciting episodes. Thanks for listening and see you next time. I remain your lovely host, Loretta Alma. Stay loved always.